Yeah, all right. Good morning. 7:13. What's happening? Happy Thursday, or I guess first Friday, as we like to call it. I'm trying to stay positive today, even though everything is falling apart. Nothing is working. It's starting to get better. It's starting to get a little bit better. Luckily, Kiki helped me with a ton of all my passwords to get everything. So we're a little bit better off, but some things still aren't working, and I'm doing my best to keep my head above water this morning. So anyway, with that said, this will cheer me up. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, with more of us working from home and not giving a crap about what we look like, Crocs are selling like crazy. That's right. The Butt Ugly Foam Shoe Company sold $460 million worth of Crocs in just the first 3 months of the year. That's up 64%. Okay? Folks, we are living in a world where Crocs are a hot-selling fashion item. Okay? Now, if Hunter was here, he'd be saying, oh, they're so comfortable. You got to wear them. You never wore them. What are you talking about? They're amazing. No, you will never see me in Crocs. I will never wear Crocs. And I say this in the nicest way possible. If you wear Crocs, you look ridiculous, okay? There's nothing appealing about that shoe. Nothing, all right? And I'm sorry, they don't even look comfortable. It's a plastic mold, all right? It's a hard foam mold. You can't tell me that, oh, yeah, this is super comfortable. It's got holes in it, so it vents out my feet. That doesn't mean anything. And the fact that this world has gotten to a place where we sold $460 million worth of Crocs in 3 months, I don't know how to take this. I'm a little upset. I'm a little upset about that. I mean, I know you're on Zoom meetings all day and you're at home and it doesn't matter, but there are so many other shoe options other than Crocs that you can wear around the house, folks, okay? I believe Satan invented Crocs. I honestly do. I really do. I think the work of the devil is at hand when it comes to Crocs. So, yeah. Enjoy wearing your Crocs, I guess. Lastly, someone invented a $6,000 sex doll that talks, but it ain't bedroom talk. The real doll called Nova goes on and on about the end of humanity, how people have destroyed the planet and are morally empty. She does have some points, okay? The silicone companion has built-in artificial intelligence that can carry on basic conversations and apparently scare you into recycling. Okay, look, I don't need my sex doll. You've heard the conversation. Hunter and I have had these many times, okay? I'm on board with these sex dolls. If you've seen them, they are pretty realistic. I mean, they're dead in the eyes, but let's be honest, a lot of strippers are too. It doesn't matter. However, if there's anyone listening out there that is in the lifelike sex doll building world, I got a little bit of advice. Don't go super deep in the AI, okay? That's where the problems are going to take place, all right? Because AI, it's going to be learning, and it's going to learn and change and adapt, and pretty soon, we're going to be at the mercy of these sex robots. And that's not going to be a world that we're going to be there cowering in caves and under trees and in mines wearing our Crocs because we let these sex robots get too advanced and then they're going to take over the world and murder us all. It's going to be like Terminator. It's going to be like Terminator, but with sex bots. Does that make sense? That's the best way I can describe it, all right? It's going to be like Terminator, but with these big-breasted, blonde-haired sex bots that have learned to hate humankind. That's what it is. So, okay. This is kind of a depressing morning dump between Crocs and evil sex bots. There you go. It's WIRX. We'll be back.